טוב.
ישי ספיקינג. אני לא נהיה ניקוטי הלכות, הלכות ראש השנה. הלכה ד' in the middle of אות ב', which is ניקוטי הלכות on רבי נחמן's Torah, Torah ו', ניקוטי מרן. כי בתחילת התשובה שאז אי אפשר לדבר שום דיבור כנל. In the beginning of the תשובה, then a person can't say anything. Can't say any speech. וצריכים רק לדום לשתוק. One needs only to be silent. מתיישר עליו. אז קוראים אליו התברך בכל לבד. Then you call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, choose with your voice. אוי, אוי, you don't say anything. וזה בחינה, דום להשם והתחולל לו. This is the aspect of the pasuk, דום להשם, ויצן לזה השם והתחולל לו. What is it, התחולל? התחולל זה שם מייחל. מייחל is to yearn, you're looking forward to something. You silent, you're looking forward to Hashem. Like a slave, a servant, his master. And you call him from the depth of your heart without any voice, without any words.
Sound.
What? Sound. No, without any speech. You have sound,
not
speech.
But sound you can make. Oi,
oi. Oi, you can groan. Oi!
No words.
No words. כן. וזה בחינת כל השופר, that's what the shofar is. כי איגר בחינת השופר הוא בחינת בושה. The aspect of shofar is בושה, embarrassment. Why? And it says, היתקע בשופר בעיר, ואירם על אחד, this is an amos. If the shofar blows, what could it be that the shofar will blow in the city, people won't be frightened, won't be scared. Of course, when the people hear the shofar, they get scared. What does that mean? It used to be, that when did they build a shofar? Before the war, right? We get scared. So what does that do with embarrassment? So Rabbi Natan teaches, Vayira hi abusha, fear, yira, awe, is busha. Bechinas yare boshet. What's the busha? The busha is, Bechinas shesovlim charafot uvushot mitbayshim al chetam. A person is embarrassed of his sins. Like the Rav Kivak spoke today. Unbelievable. Huh? You heard the, you remember the mashal he said? Someone walks into the shtiblach, and then the guy who he owes him the most money walks in after him and starts telling you, you're a ganav, you're a this, you're that, a disgrace on everyone. And then he regrets that he entered that shul, right? That's how a person has to feel regret over his sins, that he regret that he entered this situation. Okay.
There's an
elbow
when you do the
cheshbon nefesh. Cheshbon nefesh. You're counting
the soul.
Yeah.
And you have an hour. You're still tied to the hour to do that, both through the day and the year, right?
The whole elbow. The last week of the year.
No, what I'm saying is, somebody goes in. If Ruvain goes out to do his birthday, he wants to discuss today's actions, he wants to discuss the year with the chef.
The year, the whole year?
Yeah. But during Elul, you're supposed to count for the year?
Yeah. But especially the last week of Elul?
Yeah. Now, right? The question is, if he's doing the accounting of soul, many places have said, there's a 1 hour limit on being saved.
Yeah.
That still applies.
Yeah, only 1 hour a day.
1 hour a day.
Yeah. That being said,
not today, expressing. Broken hearted. Broken hearted. Broken hearted that is not closer to Hashem. Broken hearted. Broken hearted would be for 1 hour.
1 hour. Let us say not more than 1 hour. It relieves the depression. We wish we'll do 10 minutes of broken heart. We should have a broken heart. We don't have a heart to be broken.
So if you have it, so you got to maximize the hour for the rest of the month.
Yeah. Person is just silent to Hashem. He's silent to Hashem. He's waiting for Hashem to redeem him from his problems. שטויות, אני זה... כן. Because in Rosh Hashanah we have to fix the aspect of a man that we have. We said, who's the man? Who's an Adam? Someone who speaks to Hashem. We have to fix this. What happened? We have to fix Adam. Who was Adam? Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon. Right? His sin. We said yesterday that we have to fix his sin on Rosh Hashanah. We are fixing Adam Arishon's sin.
Okay.
On Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. What does that mean? When we do tshuva, that's fixing Adam Arishon's sin. Because all of our sins, they come down from there. From Adam Arishon's sin. And his blemish, and his level, that brings down to... That's why we have our troubles, that's why we're doing our avirot and all these things, all comes from that. So we have to do tshuva, and part of the main thing of doing tshuva, we said, is to be silent, to accept the situation that Kadosh Baruch Hu put you in. Accept it. Accept the situation that Kadosh Baruch Hu put you in.
Accept the situation
that Kadosh Baruch Hu put you in. You know that it's the best for you.
And it couldn't be better.
The best. Ze lo pashut. Yeah. So. וזה עיקר התשובה, עיקר בחינת תשובה, שזוכים שיתהפך הירידה לעלייה, הוא אומר, that he switches over the down to an up. That's where, when he's silent, דווקא when he's silent, and he accepts what Kadosh Baruch Hu does with him, דווקא then, of course he could change from bottom, from down to bottom. דיינו, מה שנפגם הדיבור ויצא מגדר האדם מגדר בהמה, זה מעשה במיעוט שעשה. מי שמכיר את מקומו, כשהוא בא שוב בתשובה, אין לו פה להשיב. אני יודע מה השתיקה הזו, שאין בר מרחם עליו, זוכה לעלות תכלית העלייה, כי זוכה לתשובה שבחינת כתר, בחינת שתיקה שמענו לדיבור. What happened? Why does the person have to be silent for doing תשובה? Because what he has to do תשובה on something an action he did. The action he did was an animal action. It's a behemiyut. It wasn't a godly action. It was an animal action, right? Whatever he did, he has to tshuva on it. I guess it was considered not a good thing, like an animal. And like we said, an animal is not a mouth. Once he turns silent, he grows up from the animal. But there's an animal. Shh. I'm sorry. And then Akash Bochum picks him up from there.
He's raising himself up from an animal to a man.
Yeah. Because he put himself down. כשזוכה לעלות לשעם, אז אני חוזר ונעשה אדם, then he turns to become a man. דהיינו שנעשה בחינת א', he becomes an א'. What's the א'? We said already, the א', remember the bottom yud, the top yud, he humiliates himself, he grows up from above the א' to the top yud, and then he has a complete א', and then that's an אדם. He cleans out the דם from his heart, and now he's אדם. Yeah. He gather Adam. What's man? Man is a speech. Rabbeinu says that most of the world is not even man. They make noises like a bird, tip tip tip, like a cow. I don't know, or whatever it is. The only person. What's a man? It's speech, but not any speech. Not the fact that he can pronounce words is a man. Doesn't mean he's a man. A man is what he speaks. What are you speaking? If you're speaking holy things, speaking Torah and Mitzvot, if you're doing politics, so you're not better than the cow. The cow is better than you, actually. Alright, what's worse? A person doesn't have $1 million, or a person has $1 million and throws it down the drain?
But it's so interesting in the politics.
It is.
But we forget one major thing. Hashem runs the world.
Exactly, that's why it's very dangerous to hear the news. No, they cut down the Bituach Lumi for children under 18. They cut it down. Now for each kid you get 140 shekels. It used to be the first one 140, the second one.
Before that it was even more though.
It used to be even more and more. And they cut it down. Now it's 140 a kid. If you have 10 kids, whatever, 1500 shekels, not more. It used to be, you used to get like 3000 shekels. So my wife said, I told my wife, they cut off this. She said, Shtiyah, he says, if you believe in Hashem, so you won't get to them. Get to somewhere else. And if you don't believe in Hashem, then you're really in a problem. Seriously in a problem. So when someone, and I heard people talk about it, why I'm mentioning this, I heard people in the Makoret speaking about it. And it's Shtiyah. It's Shtiyah. It's Shtiyah. What is it to talk about? What is that to talk about?
What did they say?
Stop! Oh, it was so hard. Suddenly you have feelings like it was blessed. Shtuyot.
You're the bums now.
Tachlis. We have to talk tachlis. Tachlis in life. To make sure that what our mouth comes out of our mouth is tachlis. If not, right now we turn in. Sometimes we could be half a day a cat and a dog. And half a day we could be a human. Right, when we talk shtuyot, it's like saying, ruff, 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 I've been right, seriously. It's called an animal on 2 feet, it says. Right, half a day he can be, ruff, 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 meow, meow. Right, and another half a day he's actually a man. I said, no, I have to be a man. You want to be a man? Chaval. They gave us a body like humans. Right, they gave us a neshama, and we can use it. Instead, we go and we do shtuyot. Chaval. Take upon ourselves to talk good things. My grandfather, Zichron Levacha, used to say something not nice or whatever. He says, it's not a good thing, don't say it. Don't say it. It's not good, you don't have to say it. Only good things we say. Right? It's not a good thing, you don't say it. You go down to the level of an animal if you say it.
I have a practical question because this is driving me insane. People around me, when I'm dominating in minyan, are just all they're doing is talking. It's especially bad when they're laying in.
Is there Rav in the shul? Is there Rav in the shul?
Yes, he's on the other end.
Tell him.
Okay.
Is the Gabbai in the shul?
Yes.
Tell him.
Okay.
Tell him. I'm telling him. I could demonstrate every week and tell him. But
I did that Shabbos. It was so bad. I first went like this, and then I finally had the shoe stuff. You know, when the person's sitting next to me.
You know, my father used to lean. He still leans. I remember one week, he was leaning, and people were talking in the shoe. He stopped leaning. He stopped. Until everyone was sad. Then he continued. I always do that if someone's talking. I can't play shah.
I mean, they were talking nonsense about Egypt. It's like, who cares? You're not living in Egypt.
Forget about that. It says in the Zohar that people who talk, your prayers don't go up. Prayers of the shul don't go up. You better dive in at home, not dive in the shul even.
Since the king said that talking in the shul, that's what brought on the Second World War, because people were talking in the shul.
It's very serious, and I don't know what to do. I'll talk to the
Gabbai. I know.
Talk to the Gabbai and to the Rav.
Okay.
Tell them it's. Tell them all you know. Tell them it's just
the Rav.
What? Then
what? What if it's the Rav doing it?
You leave the shul. You don't stay in the
shul.
Yeah, find a better shul. Go to Sephardi shul. There's a Sephardi shul in the area?
Yeah.
But it's very sure no one talks to Sephardi shul, I promise you. If someone talks to them, they'll throw them out.
They're better, actually.
I know, I have a Yavin Sephardi shul near my house. Well, no one talks.
Yeah,
we're not.
They're serious, more serious.
Especially problem with Americans.
I think he's.
Americans and Kippah Sugah together.
Right, he's a Brit.
What? Huh?
He's a Brit.
He's good.
British.
Whatever, that's what I mean. American, British, for me it's all the same. And well, also together with Kippah Sugah, like together with
I don't know if you can say that they don't know that it's
they don't care, then they don't know.
But I think they know, but if they don't care.
They don't pay attention.
Like they don't, this, the religion is not serious for them. It's
a nice thing to do.
Service.
Yeah. You hit it right on the nail.
Tough.
Give me some of the books of Rev Arish.
When I complain to the Gabbai, can I mention names?
Really shouldn't.
I don't know.
That's a question for Rob, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I'm asking the question.
I don't know. I have to ask Rob the question. I don't know if he's in.
It's every week or every time?
It's getting to that point. I mean, he comes.
Oh, it's one specific guy?
One person. I mean, the other two people are. I haven't seen them. There's like off and on. But there's one guy.
Have you tried to talk to him yourself?
Yeah, I've sort of like discreetly mentioned that it's not nice to talk to this lady. He ignores me. Or else I simply say good Shabbos to him and he walks away before I say anything.
He also wants to stop talking. He doesn't know what to do. You go to the Rav and to the Gabbai. You say, I will have to leave the shul if he does not take care of it because I can't daven.
I have to stop contributing to your shul.
You give them donation? Year donation? Whatever.
I already gave checks.
Tell them I'll cut off the checks.
Yeah.
Well, the simple solution is I go to the first minion. They're serious because they daven fast.
That's why they're serious? I thought if you're serious, daven slow. They're serious and daven fast.
Right.
They don't have time to talk.
They're serious. Right. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Not that they're serious. They just don't have time to talk. They have time. If I also would have talked, no? That's serious. Come on.
Anyway, they don't talk. The other minion, they spread it out so people can talk. It's just like, nah.
You go to the Rav.
I'm sorry for griping. It's just, it's driving me nuts.
Now you go to the Rav, you talk to the Rav.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Okay. וזה בחינת מצוות סוכה אחר עשר ימי תשובה, right? We said we started today. I'm not going to talk about this also. And the mitzvah to build a sukkah after עשר ימי תשובה. כי איתה שם המאמר, it says there, in the Torah Vav, we learned together, שמי שרוצה לעשות תשובה, one who wants to do תשובה, צריך להיות אי ונפיק, מבחינת רצון השם. He needs to go to be אי ונפיק. To go in, to go out. He has to know how to work Hashem when he's working up. And to serve Hashem when he's right now down. Chinat zaka man dai v'nafik. The aspect of zaka.
Sorry.
What is zaka? He's someone who's charged. He's guilty. What's the opposite? He's
innocent.
Innocent is the one who knows how to go in and go out, as Zohar says. Right, to know that Hashem is with you when you're up, Hashem brought you there, and when you're down, to know that Hashem brought you there also. זה בחינת מצוות סוכה אחר עשר ימי תשובה. That's because בחינת סוכה, מצוות סוכה ראיתי עשר ימי תשובה. The Torah says, leave your permanent house and go to your temporary home right now. זכר לענני הכבוד שזיקחו על ישראל כשאנחנו רואים בארץ זה זכר. Try to alane hakavod like we said today. That surrounded Am Yisrael, there was schach over Am Yisrael also. And when they went to the midbar, ki beemet ikar gedusha yibetoch habayit shel adam. Main gedusha of a man is dafka What does it show? In his house. כי ידוע שבחוץ הוא מקום שליטת החיצוני. Outside the house, and that's where the chitzonim, to the klipas, the husks, you say, right? All the bad things they are able to grab on. That's why they're called chitzonim, because they're outside. Chitzonim, bachutz, right?
External forces.
Yeah. In the house is a protected place. That's why in Uman you stay in the tzivun, because you're protected. You want to leave the tzivun. No guarantee. What?
I didn't hear you.
Therefore, in Uman, I said, you stay as much as you can in the tzivun of Rabbi Nachman and not go out. Why? Because outside is goyim and naked ladies, Russians, and all kinds of things like that. People might want to go and look. But you stay in the tzivun, it's a protected place. Bes Medrash, your house is a protected place. Sham in the house, Ikar Mashachat HaKdusha. Bechinat. בחוכמה יבנה בית ובתבונה יתכונן ובדעת חדרים מלאו שבתוך בית הישראלי in Israeli house, right, in a Jewish house שהוא בית של הקדושה, it's a house for the קדושה, נמשך לשם בחינת חוכמה ותבונה ודעת. To there is drawn the aspect of חוכמה, תבונה and דעת שהוא כללי ותורה גדולית לקדושה. כי התורה כלולה בחוכמה ותבונה ודעת. What's חוכמה, תבונה ודעת? חוכמה is what?
Wisdom.
תבונה is what? תבונה is בינה. You know what בינה is?
Insight.
It's understanding why more. It's deeper. It's saying one thing and you see what's behind it. It's deeping. Yeah, you see under the surface, deeper. And what's das?
Wisdom.
No, chokhmah is wisdom. What's das?
Wisdom.
Yeah. It's the result. You know what to do now. Okay. Yeah, the Torah starts with what letter? Bet. Bet is a bet. How do you spell bet? Bet, yutaf. Right? Bayit. Torah is the bite. Torah is the gdusha. Torah is the bite.
Starts with the letter bit. Okay. Nice, huh? Yeah. Ki ha-bite hu dirak adam. Shu, ki ha-torah. The house is where a person lives. The dira of a person. Which is the Torah. The person has to live in the Torah. Live in the ways of the Torah. Right? Like it says, b'chinat zod ha-torah, adam. It says, zod ha-torah, adam, kimud bo'el. Torah is the man. The man. He wants to be a man, he wants to be in the Torah. Habayit nikra reshut hayachid. The house is called reshut hayachid. A private, what's it called?
Domain.
A private domain.
Shu b'chinat reshut yechido shel olam. Shegovo asara urchava arba. Right? Reshut, what Torah is reshut hayachid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the Kedusha is the house of the person. And also it says in the Gemara, someone doesn't have a land, is an old man, is not a man. What says, I'm a man, I just turned into a man. Half. The bank is half my man, I'm not a man.
Yeah.
It says in the Yevamos that a person doesn't have a house, doesn't own land, is not a man. He's not a man yet. It's the own land. Your own land, Shmuel?
No,
it
also says in the law of the wife.
Right, because a wife is also land. A wife is Kalka also.
No,
so yala, you gotta work on
yes.
But if we bought us, if we have, if we bought a dira, is that considered owning land?
Yeah, dira. It's land. You bought it with a mortgage?
No mortgage.
No mortgage, so yeah.
No, it is, but you know, we have a dira, but it isn't a
no, that's okay, it's okay.
It's with the other building, the other diras together.
Land! You have a land, you have land.
Yeah.
So we'll stop here for today.